Roughly 400 high school students had the chance to speak to representatives from more than 30 companies, colleges, and governmental agencies highlighting careers in the STEM fields. Judith Monachino works in career services at Berkshire Community College, which hosted the fair.
What I think all of these students have in common, these students who are interested in this fair and who come here, is they like to do things. They like hands-on. They like to see their ideas manifest in some, you know, item or some project or something physical.
One of the most popular exhibits among the students was General Dynamics, whose plant in Pittsfield supports the U.S. Navy. Tony Kalish is a systems engineer with the company.
I mean, the submarine is one of the most advanced engineering devices man has ever created. So the fact that we work on that interests the students. And it's kind of, the submarine's not terribly well known, so it's their curiosity is sparked as well.
Kalish says students are also interested in hearing about how to best set themselves up for a successful career, taking into account the rising cost of post-high school education.
They're more so interested in how it is one becomes an engineer and like what's available to you afterwards, how it was, how the job market was. Everyone's concerned about, you know, student debt and paying off their student loans and getting a job once they graduate, but most of the engineers here didn't have that problem.
Timothy Jones is a junior at St. Joseph High School in Pittsfield with an interest in engineering. He says having a specialized career fair featuring local employers is reassuring when applying for college.
If you go out and learn something, you can really always come back here and there will be something waiting for you that you know of. You always know that there are engineers working with General Dynamics or people working in the medical field all around this area. So it is really nice to see a lot of specific places with real people there that can tell you, you know, what they do and that you can come back here knowing that there are people doing that kind of stuff.
A non-traditional exhibit being offered by the Surgical Technologies program at McCann Technical High School was also attracting a lot of attention. Jocelyn Hescock is the program coordinator.
We decided that we would do something where the students, the high school students, could actually participate and check out the instruments that are being used during laparoscopic surgery and try and see if they can pull out little pieces of candy.
Janaea Patterson is a junior at Pittsfield High School and had no trouble using the medical devices to pick a green Jolly Rancher out of the model human abdomen.
Do microscopic surgery on people and leave like little scars and get it done quicker. So yeah.
And you were picking candy right out.
Yeah, and it was actually working. So it wasn't that hard. That one was actually fun. Yeah, I like that one.
Dee Pompey works in marketing and sales for Apex Resource Technologies, which designs, manufactures, and sells products ranging from medical implants to computer memory card cases. She says it's important for the region's young people to realize there are career opportunities right in their own backyard.
A lot of the kids are going elsewhere because we don't have a lot of big companies any longer, and Apex has grown. I mean, we've added on over $1 million clean room a couple years back, and we want children to still stay here in the community and grow the community.
Monachina says engaging students in career paths early on is essential.
Any way they can meet people who can inspire them, that's really what it's about.
The 7th annual fair was sponsored by the Berkshire STEM Pipeline Network, a cooperative regional effort to expand the field. In recent years, Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick has advocated for government support of life science initiatives, as $19.5 million of the $33.6 billion budget for fiscal 2014 has been designated for investments in the area. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.